But we see right here, Jesus told Peter, he says, "So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you if you don't forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart." When I got revelation on this scripture, when I saw this, I have seen many, both men and women, on their deathbeds. I've seen women with breast cancer over and over and over. And almost every time a woman has breast cancer, she has an unforgiveness toward another female. Almost every time. Sometimes it's a male, but as a rule, it's a female. And over and over and over, when we get them to confess their sin and forgive that person, really forgive that person, then we pray for them. It's amazing how many people we see get healed. But if they don't repent of that sin, just like that day down there that I tried to cast that demon out of that little Spanish woman, I could not get that demon out because he said, "I have legal right to be here." I thought he was lying to me, but he was telling me the truth. I had no idea that God had sent that little beast to torment this woman, but he did. And I found out now in the scripture, he tells me he did. And so whenever I finally got that woman that day to repent of her sins and to forgive her husband, ex-husband, from her heart, then after she did that, I commanded that spirit to leave that woman, and that devil never said a word to me. He just left. Instantly left, and the woman was instantly healed. I mean, she got healed when the devil left her. Her pain, her back pain went away. Everything in the world changed that day. And then I was down on my knees in front of her, and you know, so I could look up. She's sitting in a chair, and all of a sudden she jumped at me. And when she did, man, I sprung up from there because I didn't know what was going on. You know, I was trying to be really careful, and this woman grabbed me and put her arms around me and kissed me on the cheek and said, "I want you to pray for my sons." And I thought, wow, what a difference. This woman was going to hurt me a few minutes ago. Now she's kissing me on the cheek, wanting me to pray for her sons. And I did. And then the next day I called back and talked to the daddy. I said, "I just want to call and see how things are going in your house since yesterday." He said, "Thurman, after you left yesterday," my wife hadn't been out of the house in months, and said, she said, "let's go shopping." So we took all four of the boys and we went down shopping, and said, when we got home, all the boys got me in a room and said, "Daddy, this is not our mother." I said, "What do you mean?" They said, "Mama has never been this loving and kind in her whole life." Now, all of her life, what had she had living inside of her? That's right, that demon of hell, that bitterness and torment. And so she wasn't a very nice mother to be around. But when the beast left and Jesus put the spirit of love, joy, and peace in her, all four of her sons thought, wow. A new mama. Well, when mama gets rid of the devil and gets God in her, hey, how many of you know anybody's easier to live with when the devil's gone? Is that right? Amen. I mean, when he goes away and God's there, is life better? Of course it is. And there's a whole lot less sickness and disease. So, well, let's go back now to Deuteronomy 28, and let's continue on these blessings. And the Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings. Who's going to command the blessing?
The Lord.
Who is in control here?
The Lord.
Who's commanding the blessings?
The Lord.
Who's commanding the curses?
The Lord.
The Lord. I mean, whether you're blessed or cursed is totally up to God. And who's going to make the decision? That God's going to make the decision whether you're blessed or cursed, but how is He going to determine whether you're blessed or cursed?
Through your obedience to His word.
Through your obedience to His word. That's right. In other words, somebody says, "You know, I don't know what's wrong with this woman. She's just blessed everywhere going and coming. But this guy, he seems to be cursed everywhere going and coming. What's the problem?"
Yeah.
Well, the problem is this one decided to do what God says. This one decided not to do what God says. And this one may work twice as hard, twice as long, but can't nothing go. Or this family right here, they've decided to serve God. They're blessed like crazy. This family back here, they'd make a decision. We ain't going to go to church. We ain't going to serve God. But yet they're Christians. Say they are, but just go to church when they want to. And it seems like everything in your life goes rotten. sickness and disease. Your children are falling apart, or your children are running around with somebody, or sleeping around with somebody, or your daughter gets pregnant out of wedlock. Everything in the world goes wrong. Why? There's something wrong here. And somebody decided not to obey God. And that's why it's happening. But the Lord will command the blessings upon you and in your soul, and all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God has given you. Who even give you your land? The Lord. If you don't serve him here, you won't have nothing. If you serve him, he'll bless you. In fact, I had a guy used to be my tax guy, CPA, told me one day, whenever we were talking about my assets, and I told him I had 100 acres of land and where it was and it was paid for, he said, how in the world did a man that worked for a living as an engineer make enough money to buy a piece of land that big out there? I said, well, I don't know. God just give it to me. You know, he did. You know, I mean, I paid for it all right, but it's amazing how God blessed me with the resources. I mean, it's like my car runs 200,000 miles without a problem instead of breaking every 20,000 like some people's. You know what I mean? You know, it's just God blesses you when you're obedient to him. That's what he does. And, of course, when I bought this piece of land, this piece that we're sitting on right here, when I bought this 30 years ago, I only gave $850 an acre for it. And that 47 that's right next door, 10 years later when I bought it, I only give $1,950 an acre for it. But year before last, I sold 1.28 acres to the county so they could widen that road down there and put a new road where all those new houses are, and they paid me $20,000 just for that 1.28 acres. So you see how God blesses you, right? Now then, they're building all these houses all around me and everything, and now then, if you want a piece of property out here, you can't buy it for less than 20 or 25,000 acres. So, you know, if you got 100 acres and it's worth 25,000 an acre, if you sell it, that's not bad. That's not a bad return on your investment, right? If you wanted to sell it. But I don't want to sell it. I want to keep it. You know, that's just like this beautiful house over here that you see across there. I worked 5 years by myself building that house. I built that house by myself 5 years. Never borrowed a dime. I spent many a midnight hour building that house. And then after my wife died with my daughter, got killed in that car wreck 6 years ago, I never dreamed God would bring another lady into my life. You know, I mean, you just don't think about that when you're old as I am, you know, or young as I am, whatever you want to say. My wife says young. But I never dreamed about getting married again. I just didn't have any dream that God was going to bless me with another beautiful lady. So, I mean, I thought, well, my son, and he got married after that. And I thought, well, they don't have a place to live. So I just was building the ministry center. So I just built a little kitchen and one little bedroom, one bathroom in the other end. I thought, I'll live in that and I'll just give the house to Tim. And, of course, then when Cheryl came into my life, I hadn't quite given it to him yet, and so I went over there and showed her. I said, you know, this could be our home, and if you want to live here. And she walked through it and looked at it, and she said, you lived in this house with Betty. I said, yeah, I did. She was my wife. She said, I don't want to live here where you live with your other wife. I said, well, okay. So I thought, well, what am I going to do this big, beautiful thing? I thought, okay, Lord, I know what I'll do. I'll give it to my son. So I gave that big, beautiful house, you know, with everything with it, to my son. Not a bad wedding present, would you say? The Lord says, the men that serve me, I will bless you and your children and your grandchildren. And so I believe with all my heart because I've served him and obeyed him. And then, of course, he built, Cheryl and I, we built it. He gave us the money to build it. A nice little house on the back of the ministry center here. It's not very big. It's just got one closet. Well, two closets, hers and mine. Mine's the big one. Hers is the little one. Y'all all know that's wrong, don't you? I built her a closet, built me a closet, one bathroom, one bedroom, and a little, I guess you call it a living area. But, again, I didn't spend a lot of money on it, and I built it out of metal just like this off the back. And, of course, if you go inside, you'd never know that it's metal. So she told her mother, We said, Thurman's building us a house. And she said, what's he building it? I said, well, he's building it out of tin. She said, you're going to live in a tin shed? Well, hey, it's not too bad living in a tin shed, you know. I mean, I don't have to have the finest in the world. But that little tin shed I built back there, it's little, not nowhere as big as this. But like I said, Cheryl's closet. She wanted a closet down there in her condo where she had a little 4x6 cedar closet, you know, and she thought that was great. And I said, well, let's sell that and we'll build another one out here. She said, well, I got to have a big closet. I said, okay. So I built her a 14x16 closet. And she's got it full, too, let me tell you. She's got it full. And then I built me a little closet across the end of the bathroom, but I had a couple of suits hanging in it, you know, and, you know, had a whole lot of open space. And then here a while back, there was a Baptist deacon that got sick, and he had a lot of beautiful suits. And we tried to get him to come to a healing school, and he wouldn't. And he was my size, exactly. He wouldn't come to a healing school, so he died. So his wife said, any of these suits he's got that you can wear, you can have them. And so I think there was, 15 of them? And every one of them fit me perfect, so my closet's completely full. All I got to say is shame on the guy. He should have come to a healing school, got healed. He could have still been wearing them suits instead of me. But anyway, he wouldn't come, so he gets to go home early to be home with Jesus. So that's just the way life is. But anyway, let's continue to look at these blessings here. The Lord shall establish thee in a holy people unto him, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of earth shall see that they are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Now then, do you know that people, if you're walking totally in obedience to God's word, people of the world will fear you? You know that? They will fear you. I've had those experiences. In fact, when I was at Sky Shifts, I had 35 men working for me. And very few of those men would come in and talk to me. After they saw the anointing and the power that I walked in with God and how he answered my prayer, if they had a problem, they wouldn't contest me at all.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.